His head emerged from between a set of accordion bellows.
Quite well, thank you, Mom. Just making a minor adjustment, what? Me cracking mechanism overheated, don't you know?
The friends made their escape to the comparative peace of Craig's room, where they confronted the remainder of the puzzle. Brother Holborn read it aloud.
The strangest thing you've ever heard, a point that makes a noisy word. The other three make quieter, please. Let me start you off with tease.
Craig settled into her armchair.
This gets odder by the moment. What's tease supposed to mean?
Holborn took on a teacher-like air.
Quite simple, really. Tease is just the letters of East messed around a bit. Right, Mira?
Yes, brother. Like North makes, a thorn.
Craig caught on quickly.
And West makes, let me see, stew.
Holborn nodded.
It's an old trick, but it will fool you easily if you don't look out for it. So, that leaves South. The point that makes the word shout. That's a noisy word, I'd say. Oh, then there's these two final lines. Listen carefully. Twixt water and stone, I stand alone. Sounding burnt but alive, I survive.
Holborn tapped his paw on the slate.
And that is the important part, friends. That is what we are searching for.
Gundil scrambled down from Craig's chair-arm, where he had been perching.
Boy, Oaky, come on, we ma goin' southward.
The badger mum's huge paws lifted him back onto the armchair.
It's nearly dark out. No use searching in that.
Mira stared at the badger's sightless eyes.
How do you know it's dark, Craig? You can't see.